Doctor Who, The Androids of Tara by David Fisher. Read by John Leeson. Chapter 1. The Rhino Bear. The huge room lay in darkness, except for a single brief light which illuminated a dark-haired woman clad in a white surgical smock. She was working on a delicate piece of electronic equipment. Periodically, she glanced up at an enormous figure covered by dust sheets, which stood in one corner of the room. It loomed menacingly out of the gloom like something from a nightmare. The room was one of the halls in Castle Gracht, a vast medieval fortress which for generations had been the residence of the Counts of Gracht. Recently, the room had been cleared of weapons, shields, flags, and stuffed animal heads, all the Gothic impediments of a family much given to war and the chase. Now, the place had been transformed into a modern electronic laboratory and workshop, antiseptic and impersonal. It had become the realm of Madame Lamia, chief designer and robotics engineer of the Knights of Gracht. This was the most exalted post that any woman who was not an aristocrat could achieve in Tara, where the gentle sex had always been subservient to the male, and peasants the traditional property of the ruling class. Indeed, peasants were often bought and sold in the marketplace like cattle, which was how Madame Lamia had come to enter the service of the Gracht family. It happened this way. Baron Gurjon, a Taran aristocrat, emboldened by too many glasses of hackle, a kind of local schnapps distilled from the roots of a plant even pigs couldn't eat, had taken offence at something Count Grendel of Gracht had either said or done. The Baron couldn't remember which. Nevertheless, he felt significantly affronted to call out the Count. This was a foolish move, since the Count was acknowledged the finest swordsman in Tara and had the choice of weapons. The outcome was inevitable, and according to the laws of the land, the winner had the right to purchase any of the Baron's properties at his own valuation. The Count had purchased Madame Lamia for just a few thalers, when the going price for qualified robotic engineers was well over 100. Under the Count's aegis, she blossomed, designing and building a whole new range of robots for him, most of them lethal. There was no doubt she had at last found someone who appreciated her rather esoteric talents. "She's the best man I have," he often said of her. Inevitably, he took her to his bed. She fell in love with him, a hopeless passion given the huge social gulf between peasant and lord. In spite of the fact that she was the long-term mistress of Count Grendel of Gracht, Lamia knew that her position was not secure. She could be displaced in a moment by any pretty young female robotic engineer who happened to excite her lover's interest. She therefore regarded any alternative woman who was brought to the castle as a potential rival. Sadly for Madame Lamia, the male Gracht had the reputation of being both wicked, willful, and constitutionally unfaithful, which just about summed up the character of her paramour. Amongst other things, the Counts of Gracht were notorious for their steadfast refusal to accept divorce as a civilized ending of marriage. Within living memory, they were still walling up their wives and mistresses in the castle catacombs whenever they began to tire of their attractions. What had saved Madame Lamia from becoming part of the castle masonry was her skill at robotics, without which the whole Grachtian economy would have collapsed. A point not lost on Count Grendel, who, whatever else he may have been, was not stupid. Tara's development in less than a century from backward rural economy to one based on robotics came about as the result of a catastrophe. At one time or another, natural disasters have befallen most planets in the galaxy. Aberrant asteroids and wandering comets have left their mark on many of them, sometimes wiping out whole populations, as with the fate of the dinosaurs on Earth.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?